Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the approval of the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
Chairman, I'd like to make a suggestion that we take case number 11,216 and move it to the front of the agenda. Based on the facts that we're going to be able to come up with.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we move old business case number 11,216 to our first case. All those in favor of the motion, with the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed?
Not voting.
Okay, motion so carried, and one member, Mr. Hudson, not voting. Okay. Hearing no other corrections, then I'll entertain a motion to approve it with the changes. Now we'll have I have a motion for the approval of the minutes of the May the 6th and the May the 20th meeting.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we have motion to approve the minutes of our May the 6th and the May the 20th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? That motion is carried. Next, we'll have we need a motion for the finding of the facts for the May the 6th and the May the 20th meeting.
So moved.
Have a second to that motion.
I second that motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman, a second by Mr. Rickards. That we approve the finding of the facts again at our May the 6th and the May the 20th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe the next item on the agenda is the old business Allen Harim Foods application number 11216. And I was looking at this application after our last meeting and noticed that we had discussed the fact that the board is required under our code to consult with state agencies regarding certain health, the public health, safety, and morals and general welfare regarding this application. And I believe that the motion before the board or that the board had agreed to move to table this, and that was voted upon, but we did not have any direction with the Office of Planning and Zoning as to the solicitation of those comments from the public, from the state agencies. And what I've consulted with Mr. Lank, one of the suggestions that we had was that the board, through Mr. Lank's office, could contact the state agencies, and I believe the applicant has given us a list of those agencies, that we would solicit comments from them regarding this application. We could leave that for a period of time. 30 days would seem to be appropriate. I would imagine that that would give us till roughly the end of July, we'd probably be looking at. And then in order to give the public an opportunity to opine, we could have a window of perhaps 7 days for public comment where the public would be able to submit written comments specifically limited to whatever comments are received by the office and by the board from those state agencies. And then once we have all of that information, the record could be formally closed and the board could entertain a vote at that time. I think the way that this is such a unique provision of the code, we really have to do that before we can vote, and I think that you know, from the public standpoint, they were, you know, would want us to consult, and the code requires us to do that. So I think it would be in the board's, I think the board should do that.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Okay. Oh, Dan? I want to call them for the first case under old business one.
Old business?
Yep.
Case number 11216, Allen Harum Foods, LLC, west of Road 331, Irons Branch Road, and southeast of Iron Branch and the town of Millsboro. Tax map ID 233, map 5, parcels 14, 15, and 16. A special use exception for potentially hazardous use. Poultry processing facility.
Okay, thank you. Well, gentlemen, based on the recommendation or the that we've heard from council, I would entertain a motion, and that we include the period of 30 days, and then
That was a number that we felt would be
7 days,
and you know, sufficient time for some comment to come back, and still moving this application along.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we keep the record open, which would be case 11216, so that the Office of Planning and Zoning can solicit comments from the agencies, and won't exceed the 30-day period. And this will allow the public to offer written comments related to the comments offered by these state agencies for a period of 7 days thereafter. And that's my motion.
Mr. Rickard, you're leaving the record open for that specific limited purpose. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we leave the record open on case number 11216 for the reasons that have been stated. So, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So, by a vote of 4-0, for case number 11216, the record will be left open.
And Mr. Chairman, we'll endeavor to get a letter out by the end of the month, if not sooner.
Thank you for that, Mr. Trump. We appreciate that. Okay, that takes care of that.